Krishna's world. And just start a little as the devotees are still arriving with Jaya Radha Madhava. I'm on B here. Ah, Kishore, is this Kishore Gopal, no? Both, close. Ah, Ananda Gauranga. Welcome, Ananda Gauranga. The twin brother. Close. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. We have sung this song so often, have we? When you chant anything, holy names or this bhajan, think of it always as a new beginning. Okay, Jaya Radha Madhava, this is the couple in Vrindavan. They engage in loving him, relationships in the forest bowers, the kunjas, and so on. And then you will sing the song, perhaps the first time. Okay, let's sing again. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Tyamuna Tira Vanachari Tyamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hai Go Hai Go
Hare Rama Hare
One more time, please everybody, sing.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Jaya Giri Govada,
Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Jaya Giri Govada.
Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. I thank my talented instrumentalist for accompanying me. Hare Krishna. So, discovery in my spiritual life. I had come from Europe after an exhaustive lecture tour, to take first shelter at the banks of Mother Ganga and her soothing flow. And there I read something that may have impacted my life in a major way. I opened the Bhagavatam in the 11th canto and read about meditation. I must admit to you, I do have an inclination towards the equivalent in Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition, Smaranam. I read there the steps of going into that state where the mind and its millions of impressions doesn't talk to you any longer, where the mind is still and you can come in contact with that more spiritual part in you, the soul, the super soul, the Lord in the heart. I think it is very important to not take our minds too serious all the time. We need it to show us directions, we need to think, but for God realization we need more clear consciousness than an active mind, overactive mind. In other words, we need to come into in the state of receiver and not, and that's a thing of the spiritual heart, you know, the consciousness, and not in the stay in the mood of always trying to achieve something and run after some, yeah, shadows, shadow gods. So anyways, I was sitting there and I read that the meditator should first take the sun, the moon, and then the fire in his heart. Now this is a normal purification process, you know, like you can purify wool by hanging it in the sun. You can purify your inner consciousness. It's called antakarana in our philosophy by thinking about light. Yogis, in the 11th canto, it says, "I'm the light in the fire." You can do this, and it so to say blends out other things. And then, within that light, and within that fire, the Lord, Paramatma, appears to the vision. And a detailed description about his crown, the symbols in his foreheads, his very bluish complexion, this beautiful belly with three lines that moves as he breathes, is given for the meditator. So I thought, wow, thinking about the Lord in the heart, I need to purify the heart and then see that Lord. And I was trying, and before doing this, the yogi should chant, the meditator should chant a mantra which you know. I will chant it with you. Let me just find this here. Of the Ganga. But then I came to Vrindavan and I read the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami, and I found out that this is not for devotees what we did. I found out that the devotee will think of Krishna as a near and dear person. And how can he burn a near and dear person by inviting him into fire, even mentally? Would you think of a near and dear one and throw darts of the image, your child, and darts, you know, in the famous bar sports of England, you throw these little arrows which you can throw. Of course not. When you think of Krishna, you have to provide a very proper image where the Lord feels happy. And that is in his beloved forest of? You know already everything. Yes. These texts, Bhakti texts, explain that in the summer you can merge the deity of the Lord in cold water, but not in the winter, yes, because in the summer it is hot and he needs a cooling sensation, and in the winter it is very cold and he needs warmth. He needs blankets, he needs a woolen cap, and so on. Because in bhakti, you don't think of the Lord as a distant entity way beyond the creation, wielding tremendous powers. You, in bhakti, you think of the Lord as a near and dear person. And when you hear of his extraordinary activities, like lifting Govardhan Hill, for instance, which no near and dear friend can do, you think, this is a nice attribute of my Lord, but you want him close. And Krishna wants to come close. In his pastimes as Nrisimhadev, he expressed the basic principle of bhakti to his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. You remember, after Nrisimhadev's dramatic appearance in the palace of the demon Hiranyakashipu, and after he had released the world from this demoniac rule of Hiranyakashipu and his minions, is called, I think in English, his people, you know, all the demigods were afraid to approach him. Brahma said to Lakshmi, you know, this is your Lord. Go and pacify him. He's there on the throne roaring, throwing meteors through the universe, fuming. Lakshmi said, I don't dare to come close. I don't know my husband like this. So if Nrisimhadev would have been in his fiery mood any longer, the universe would catch fire. So Brahma then said, Prahlad, he appeared because of you. You go forward. And Prahlad came forward. But when he saw this huge form roaring, his ears like wedges, you know, they were pointed, in other words, and his tongue was going like a dueling sword. He was, I don't want to, it is ridiculous if a human being would try to imitate this. He felt also, he felt some hesitation, and at that time Nrisimhadev spoke. And what he spoke is the principle of bhakti, please listen attentively. You may massage your brain because it's maybe a little cold, but he said, oh child, give up this reverence that simply causes fear and respect to awaken within you. I don't like this kind of reverence towards me by my devotees. Please show some free feelings of love towards me. The devotees see me and speak with me with love, not with fear. Although I'm totally satisfied in the self, I'm self-satisfied, I experience the love of my devotees as ever fresh. Although I'm eternally liberated, means I'm beyond this world and all the games of the gunas, no? Although I'm eternally liberated, this love ties me with ropes to my devotees. I'm bound by ropes of affection. Although I'm invincible, I'm thus defeated. And although I'm ever independent, they manage to subdue me entirely. Where do you see this mood in the months of Kartik? In which pastime of Krishna? The Damodara Lila. The unbound Lord becomes bound by the ropes of the love of his mother Yashoda. This is Raj Krishna. This is the unique feature of Krishna. And this Krishna, my dear devotees, has to be, it can be found and can be worshipped in Braj. Mm. There is a verse which I want to sing for your pleasure. I'm trying to get my orchestra ready for you. It is a verse which describes the details of worshipping Krishna and where is the best place to do this. And it is a verse that gives us a very special new dimension to think of that I wish you to discover in this class if you have not yet discovered it. It is the world of Krishna conscious meditation or smarana. The verse comes from a work of Rupa Goswami. It's called the Upadeshamrita. At the end of his presence in this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went one day to the ocean of Puri and he saw the water in front of him as the Yamuna and the forests behind him as Vrindavan. And there he spoke his instructions for all his devotees. In a few months he would leave this world. So before he left, he gave these instructions. And Rupa Goswami penned them down. We hear from scholars, these were 42 verses, but he comprised them in 11 verses, easy to follow. And they describe the prime instructions, the Upadesha Saram, the essence of all the instructions. of the essence of the instructions of Chaitanya, and in particular the verse which you will hear now is known as the Upadesha Saram, the very essence of Chaitanya's teachings. So, are you ready to listen to this? Tannamarupa charitari sukirtananu smrit yokramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan vraje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayet akilam it yupadesha saram. While the devotee resides in Braj, he should become a devout follower of the inhabitants, of the individuals, jhanas, who are attached to Braj. In other words, don't go with the shoppers, go with the lovers, you know, when you are in Braj. Go with those devotees, these individuals. Further, he should spend his or her or one's entire time by investing first the tongue and then the mind, step by step, in joyous kirtan and repeated anusmritiyo smaranam, or recollection, remembrance of Krishna. In particular, he should sing and do smaranam of the name, form, character of Krishna and his associates. This indeed is the essence of all instructions. These were a lot of words, and I want to unpack this verse for us. So, this verse describes where one should live. Remember, what was it? In Braj. Then it says, in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one should become a follower of the Braj devotees. These are two types of devotees, those who are here and practice devotional service. I see you do this, you follow the retreat which is given by retreat facilitators, and you follow that, and you go to the valley, you chant extra, you hear. No, this is what one should do, and one should then engage first the body. The body has a tongue when one does kirtan, and then one should space out after that. Sorry. I'm happy you caught this. And then one should kramena, means in steps, the next step, next level is one should engage the mind in the prescribed method of smaranam. So we will do this today. We will actually do smaranam, Krishna conscious meditation. But for that I need to have an absolute attentive audience. If you're not attentive, I have to go very slow. Let us first speak about residing in Braj. My dear devotees, you should not go to any I will say something provocating in a moment, but let's first do it. The eternal residence of Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Boma Vrindavan, that's the Vrindavan on this earth. There are three references in the Bhagavatam which say, Madhuvanam Sanityas Nityada Harihe. Hari lives eternally in New York. Sorry. Hari lives eternally in Madhuvan. This is one of the forests where the Lord can be found. If you want to find the earthly residence of the Lord, this was told to Dhruva Maharaj, go to Vrindavan. And he went specifically to one forest, the Madhuvan. This is Bhagavatam. Varaha and Padma Puranas and Sri Yamala Tantra and Rupa Goswami, all they are saying, Sri Krishna never at any time leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Parichaja Sakvachinnaiva Gachati. He only moves one story higher in Vrindavan when he apparently leaves. Three stories. The visible Vrindavan, another Vrindavan, Adhyatmika Vrindavan, little difficult to comprehend, and Aparkat Vrindavan, Aridevik Vrindavan. So when Krishna touches this earth, my dear devotees, he stays here for exactly 125 years, and then and then he leaves. But the Krishna who leaves is one Krishna, the Vasudev Krishna. The Vrindavan Krishna stays in Vrindavan but moves to one level higher. One story higher. This is a multi-dimensional space, no? This has many, anyways, it's so, how to express these things? Simple. Think of Mahananda building. There is one building, Sundarananda, Gopal and Lakshmi Rupa live in one story, and one story up, Vipakit, Nikunya, and also my room is there, no? So Krishna, when he is manifest, is on one level in Vrindavan, and when he enters the unmanifest realm, he is on that level. And he can be found through the processes of devotional service there. In Chaitanya, so these are some shastric evidences. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once sat with Chaitanya, with Ramananda Roy, and asked him a question. Where should the living being reside exclusively, leaving all other residential quarters? And you know what Ramananda Roy answered? He answered, one should live in Vrindavan, where the transcendental pastimes of the Rasa Lila are perpetually performed. This is in Prabhupada, it's a Prabhupada's translation in the search of the ultimate goal of life. Less wordy, where should one live? Answer, in Vrindavan, where Krishna is eternally. My dear devotees, I have struggled with this statement. What does this mean? Should I give up Europe? Should I exclusively live in Vrindavan? And then my European fears kicked up. But how can I do this in the summer? I hear it's 50 degrees Celsius. That's how hot it needs to be to boil a potato. You know, that's how hot it is. It's really, for my organism, not possible. Yes, Maharaj, AC. AC is another problem, which doesn't work for me. So, am I just too attached to my... I mean, if Krishna lives here and I can live with him, I mean, is there anything better than being with God? Being in the neighborhood, you know, immediate neighborhood. But how can this do? Then another intellectual doubt came to me. What type of spirituality is this? Universal spirituality that demands every one of its followers to come to Vrindavan. It's already overcrowded. If the whole world, how many do we have here in this world? 4 billion or what? 7 billion. When I last counted, it was 4 billion. This was 20 years ago or so. 7 billion, you know this? 8 billion. A lot. How can they all, if this is a universal spirituality, how can they all live? Is it practical even? Can all natures fit into this cultural space? Can all... Yes, for Kartik it is possible. But wait for January, my dear devotees. See the temperatures drop to minus something. And look desperately for... radiators. Everyone does this, and the electricity cuts as a result. And that's so core. It's not so okay. It's difficult. What does this mean? And to live in Vrindavan. And I will now introduce what could be an important step for you. Narottam Das writes a verse where he says, don't live in ordinary places like New York or, God forgive, London, and enjoy material objects like the tele, which are full of miseries, but live in Braj and serve Govinda. This is the instruction. The names and topics of Sri Krishna are actually the reservoir of all pleasures, and one should constantly glorify them in the association of the residents of Braj. Do you recognize the elements of the essence of all instructions, the verse which we chanted? No, yes, we don't listen, Maharaj. Yes, no. Same elements. Live in Braj. Engage your tongue and then your mind in service and follow the eternal associates, the residents of Braj. So now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a relieving instruction. He says, if one is unable to personally and physically live in Braj, then one may mentally do so and thereby attain the happiness of worshipping Krishna. Remember, you worship Krishna in where? In the forests of Vrindavan, yes. So you can do that. That worship can be a mental thing, a meditative thing. You can offer an aratik to the Lord in your mind. However, if one resides in Vrindavan but does not worship the lotus feet of Sri Govinda, then one will not achieve any happiness from staying in Braj. In this connection, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said. So, my dear devotees, if we are not physically able to live in Vrindavan or can do so only in the autumn time and in the springtime, then one should learn to live in one's mind in Vrindavan. In this connection, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, whether I live in Vrindavan or at home, whether I live in the prison or I sit on a golden throne, whether I'm awarded the post of Indra in the heavens or go down to hell, there is no happiness anywhere without the worship of Krishna. Shri Krishna Sevanamrita. No? Yes. So it seems we can stay in Vrindavan, but if we are not chanting with our tongue, not remembering Krishna with our mind, then there is little benefit. No? However, we can live anywhere, at home or in prison. I just heard of a devotee who, for false claims, was put for 5 years in the prison and then released, of course, and everyone excused, oh, sorry, it's Indian law system, be careful. Whether you sit on the golden throne of popularity or the opposite, when you worship the Lord in your mind, then you are absolutely meeting Krishna. Of course, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this, E manasa sevaya manasa braja vasera I prayojaniyata. What that means, you will hear a moment later. The Bhagavatam confirms that where your consciousness is, my dear devotees, there you are. You are at the place where your mind is. You can be in the mind, you can be in the best place, like here. But if you think like me when in my first visit, only of German bread and butter, which you want to eat in an undisturbed, monkey-free nature situation, no? Then you live in Germany. Huh? But if you can think in Germany about the forests of Vrindavan, then you are in Vrindavan. The Bhagavatam gives us a praman, a proof of this point, which I feel is very neglected by modern men and modern devotees. They speak of the Mandakini garden, Gangas, where there is a beautiful part in the river where lotus flowers grow. And in that beautiful lake-like situation in the Ganga, two very, very pampered sons of Kuvera called, what was that?
Na,
Lala Kubera Managriva, they enjoyed, they were not dressed, and there were many young girls, and they were drinking alcohol, and just like two male elephants don't have condominiums as far as I know, they were enjoying in the water with female elephants. No, it's a very sexual scene which we are introduced to in the Bhagavata. And Srila Prabhupada made a purport to this. A very short but candid purport. People generally go to the Ganges to be purified of a sinful life, you know, drinking and illicit sex. No? But here is an example of how foolish persons enter the Ganges to become involved in sinful life. And now the deciding two sentences. It is not that everyone becomes purified by entering the Ganges. No. Everything, spiritual and material, depends on one's mental condition. Those who like to read, this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 10th chapter, verse 4. For me, this purport was an awakening, a call to awaken. 10:10:4. No? Their minds were not in what a pilgrim to the Ganga contemplates. A pilgrim to the Ganga contemplates, "Oh my Lord, let my consciousness be purified. Oh Mother Ganga, Jai, Jai, Ganga." A pilgrim will sing, "Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga." But a materialist will sing other songs, Bollywood songs perhaps, no? So it's a very different approach between a pilgrim and a materialist, no? And they have different results. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, for performing smaranam and seva through the mind, you think of Krishna and you offer him a garland in your thoughts. Residence in Vrindavan through the mind is most useful. That means you do that while you mentally remember the forests of Vrindavan. This is the idea of smaranam in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, because this is the morning slot and not all of us are absolutely attentive, could my words carry meaning to you? Please turn to your neighbor for 2 exact minutes and tell them what you understood from this first part of the lecture. Give your neighbor equal chance to talk. No? You have 1 more minute. Hare Krishna, I thank you very, very much. Oops. Hare Krishna. When I was a child, I went to theaters. I was a regular theater goer. I had a pass. I could go to any theater play I wanted. And I remember there was a pause in old times, and then the bell rang three times. And when you had to be back in your seat, and the third sound of the bell. Hare Krishna. Good, my dear devotees. I thank you very much for being back in your seat. we will now enter the practical dimension of this. What we have learned, if I would like to say it in simple words, is Braj or Vrindavan is not a place that you visit, and after you have visited it, you leave it. Like, for instance, Jamaica is a place. You leave, and you go, and then you take your flight from Kingstown, or what was it? And you fly back, and you leave it there. It stays as an island in the ocean. Braj is a place you visit, and then you take it with you in your mind. And if you actually take it with you in your mind, it is as good as practically staying there. As good. When Prabhupada was in America, he expressed this. He said, no, actually he wrote even, it's in Path of Perfection. But I think that is made from lectures which he gave. Anyways, he communicated, although I'm presently living in America, my residence is in Vrindavan. Because I'm always thinking of Krishna in Vrindavan, no? Although I may be in a New York apartment, my consciousness is there in Vrindavan, and this is as good as being there. Should I read it again? Because this we get now into a practical dimension, and this is good. So Prabhupada is at the moment where he speaks this in America, in New York, and more concrete, in an apartment there. He has people listening to him, and he says, although I'm presently living in America, my residence is in Vrindavan, because I'm always thinking of Krishna. Although I may be in a New York apartment, my consciousness is there in Vrindavan, and this is as good as being there. When Prabhupada was asked by a very American lady, Swamiji, are you here with us? Prabhupada said, no. You are laughing. Do you know why you are laughing? He was with his consciousness somewhere else. It's not like we talk in colloquial language. Are you with us? No, I'm spaced out. No, it's not that. He was spaced in. Into the eternal reality of Vrindavan. Yes, my dear devotees. Mm. Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Braj Vilas Stava, talks about this. And we who are listening can turn this into mental residence in Vrindavan. What we will do is, we will hear two verses and a little explanation around it, and then we will sit actually, we will actually do a few preparatory steps that calm our minds and help us to be then, and then we will meditate to be in Vrindavan. What do you think about that? Good. So first here, Yatra kridati madava priyatamai, Yatra kridati madava priyatamai, Snigda sakinam kuler. I will not read the rest. It's text 6. I take shelter of Sri Krishna's most favorite pastime place, which is dearer to him than even Mathura. This is Vrindavan. And this is where Sri Krishna eternally and ecstatically performs his pastimes of tending the cows and other things along with his most dear cowherd friend and his brother Balaram. Yes. The Bhagavatam tells us about Krishna's fascination with the land of Vrindavan. In the early chapters it describes how Krishna, when he was small, would crawl with Balaram like two little snakes in the mud of Vrindavan. Why was Vrindavan muddy? Listen, it was the dust, and then the calves had peed on it, peed, urinated, or water, how do you say in good English? They had left their water and Krishna liked the land of Vrindavan and the cows so much that he would crawl like this. And then he would see a foreign, he would see someone passing by, and he would think that this is my mother Yashoda, and would come close. But when the person turned around, it was a stranger, and Krishna became afraid and ran or moved forth to mother Yashoda on her clean sari. And Yashoda said, "Krishna, you are pig." Krishna would smile and say, "Yeah, so many years have gone by, but once I came as Varaha, and I lifted planet Earth with my snout between my tusks. Yes, I am a pig." Hare Krishna. This one Surdas is singing about this, you know. So Krishna, very near and dear, no? He liked this so much, this earth. Later, when Krishna grew up from his Kaumara age and came into the Puganda age, Krishna would go further from home. He would not just crawl on the village streets, but he was going for cow herding. And although his mother had ornamented him with golden ornaments and everything, he was fully jewels. Krishna put this respectfully to the side, and he put some flower here, and he put some, his friends had made flower garlands for him, and he put this on. Sometimes Radharani would send a flower garland, and Krishna put it on. And he preferred actually a simple, how do you say this, breath or, yes, of gunja berries. These are small gunja berries like this. No? They are made, majority part is red, but the top is black. No? And he would dress totally in the forest attire. He would have fruits, he had mango twigs. I don't know where you put a mango twig, maybe over the ear, leaves. He would see the ground of Vrindavan where there are soft minerals, soft, not hard. And he would smear himself with various colors. And in this way, he enjoyed so much. The Bhagavatam tells us a little, Kechit Vinum Vadayanto, says all Krishna and the boys would be differently engaged in the forest of Vrindavan. Just see how joyous Krishna is, how ecstatic. Some boys blew their flutes, and others blew bugles made of horn. Some imitated the buzzing of bumblebees. Maybe I should not. I'm not a cowherd boy, you know. Others imitated the voice of the cuckoo. Cuckoo. Oh, sorry. Some boys imitated flying birds by running after the birds' shadows. You know, they spread out their arms. As we did on the island where I grew up also. We ran after the birds' shadows. Some imitated the beautiful movement and attractive postures of the swans. Some made faces as the monkeys were accustomed to do, and others jumped from branch to branch. It's long. If you want to read it, it's in the 10th canto, chapter 12, text 7 to 11. This shows us how Krishna was so joyful. He felt so at home. He was so absolutely fascinated with the forest of Vrindavan. And when he came into the age where he only had one thing in mind, how to engage in pastimes with Radha, the Kaishora age, he once met Radha and said to her, I have become a cowherder in the forest, and I'm wandering around with my cows in the forest simply for one reason, Radha, I want to see you in the forest. No? This is how Krishna likes this forest of Vrindavan. And Raghunath Goswami says, Api Adya, these pastimes go on even today in the forest of Vrindavan. But you have to come from the first story to the second story, no? From the Prakat or the Adibhotika level to the Adi Devika or Aprakat level. There this goes on. There Krishna eternally roams in Vrindavan. We hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Madhavendra Puri. Remember, he had completed an entire Govardhan Parikram, and filled with ecstasy, he sat down at Govindakund. Who of you has completed the Govardhan Parikrama? Maybe not so many, but who of you intends to do the Govardhan Parikrama? This, I think, is more, yes. This is offered. Our Pancharatna Prabhu, since many years, leads us on Govardhan Parikrama. So he had, Madhavendra Puri had completed the route which you will take around Govardhan. And he sat in absolute ecstasy at in Govindakund. And he was chanting and chanting and chanting and not getting up in the noontime to do Madhukari. In the noontime, Vajananandis of those who do bhajan, they get up and they beg in the houses for chapatis. But he had not gone, so he remained hungry. A little later, a boy came to him, very attractive. Oh, I have brought some good milk for you. I live nearby in the village. The women who come here to wash told me about you, that you had not gone. Thank you. I come back in the evening to fetch my vessel. He Madhavendrapuri was so much in ecstasy, he didn't drink immediately, but after some time he drank the milk and wow! That was milk! He felt ecstatic, and he wondered who was his guest, who had, the boy who came. Then evening approached, and his question, who was that? Who was that? Who was it? Had by now become an ecstatic longing, and so on. The boy occupied every part of his mind. In the night time, the boy appeared again. This time, he was showed himself as he was, not in the disguised form. And he said, I am here. I'm staying here. I will give you now direction. I'm for a long time here. The puja, my pujaris who worshipped me in the past, heard that invaders would come, and in order to save me from the attack of the invaders, they buried me in the ground. Now it's safe. Get me out of here and worship me. My body is very hot from staying so long. So Madhavendrapuri knew his visitor was different. My dear devotees, although this should not be talked in public, many years ago, I was doing Govardhan Parikrama, and it was I had been delayed. I had read and chanted somewhere so long, so it was in the night I was there, and I offered a little givik. It was the month of Kartik, to Giriraj. And I sang Namam, join me, Namam Ishwaram Sachinananda Rupam Lasa Kunda Lango Kule Rajamanam, and so on. And after offering it, I placed the burning givik on a rock like this one, a bigger rock, and I wanted to go, and out of nowhere, out of the darkness, quickly moved a young girl, totally angry at me. She had fire in her eyes and fire in her voice. Angrezi, pagal, you crazy foreigner. Oh, I'm a famous Swami. Pagal, you're so mad. I didn't know what to say, you know, should I put up a strong border and say, don't cross this? Otherwise, I was flabbergasted. But I also wanted to know what in her eyes had I done wrong. Namamishwaram Padma Purana, very good song. offering light, the month of Kartik that is prescribed. What had I done wrong, please? And she said something, and I understood the essence. Giriraj. And then she made this sign. And I understood, I somehow understood, he is a person. And then she took the Givik, and because I didn't understand completely, I can't understand Hindi or bridge bars. And she put the Givik like this to my head, and they said, meaning, would you put fire on your hand or fire on the hand of a dear one? You understand what she said? I had placed fire, burning fire, on the object of my worship. There was a Giriraj Shila where I put it. What do we do with this flame? I heard we should not extinguish a flame. And she just took the flame and placed it, a wave on a brick. That was a normal brick, you know. The lesson was not over. I was at Govindakund. Next day, a sadhu came, a saint who knew some English, and he said, never put anything sharp, anything burning on Giriraj. He's very soft, skin very soft. Leave falling impression on Krishna's skin. He remembered what is in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna's body is so soft, when a leaf falls on it, there stays a long time an impression. So on. Wow, that I can. Who was this girl? I leave it up to you. I never met her again. I sometimes remember her. I remember her in a good way. What a personality. She looked so different from people of, I don't know who this work was, I will also not speculate about it, but I remember Madhavendra Puri and the possibility of Krishna revealing himself or the associates revealing themselves in the land of Vrindavan. The possibility, it's about a possibility. My dear devotees, the forest of Vrindavan is so special because it is in this forest where Krishna reveals himself. It is in this forest where Krishna performs his pastimes. If you go around 8 o'clock into the forest of Vrindavan, you will see it is lit with fire. There is one very nice devotee fire, not lit with fire, with what is it called? Oil lamps, oil, how do we say this? Ghee lamps, we say in our language. Yes, so there is a devotee who knows that Krishna roams around the forest in Vrindavan and he wants to light him the way. That's his way of worship. So my dear devotees, we will now see if we can meditate a little, but I have to see. Yes. Oh, here's a very nice thing. I will paraphrase text 7 and turn that into good. So, my request to you is let us do, get ready for your Bastrika Pranayama. It will energize you a little. So we will, on an inhale, those who have a heart condition, please don't do it. It is not good for heart conditions, people. It is something to just, we need to change our energy level. You have been listening, now you need to actively meditate. And if you don't find the switch, then you will not, it will not come, the images. So here, get ready for your Bastrika. You don't need to do this privately, but here we will do it. Watch me. On an inhale, you go up. Yes, I was thinking of, and you spread your fingers like this on an inhale. On an exhale, you quickly, as if you pump with a steam engine, you go down. And you breathe out all your air, and hopefully not the pizza of last night, which is still undigested. So again, on an inhale, we can come up, spread our fingers. On an exhale, we bring them down and build a fist. Clear? Now we start. Don't look so serious. Smile. Oh, you're too serious. If you're so serious, we will do this for the whole day. We increase the speed. Five more, four, three, two, no, it's one, zero, finished. Good. My dear devotees, now if you're ready, sit straight. Please adjust your seat if you need to. Seat means the way you sit. And in your minds, tell you, you will try to meditate and hope that the door to your still mind, your peaceful mind, undisturbed mind will open so that you can actually think about Krishna. This will be a simple passage meditation. We will read something from the scriptures. Please, in your mind's eye, now first do some relaxed breathing. Just breathe in softly and try to lengthen your breath. No? Whenever you exhale, you lengthen the breath. By the way, it is perfectly normal if you feel you need to cough, to cough freely, because when you relax, that energy which was holding that reaction to the air, you know, is released, and something is released. And for some of us, it happens with coughing. No, it's all right. Just breathe out a little longer than you are accustomed to. Very good. Soft, inaudible breathing. Long breathing, relaxed breathing. In your mind's eye, remember the forest which you have visited during the alone with Krishna or the Nidhita, but Mananam sessions, no? The tree, there's this one tree with the hole where the parrots live. A beautiful forest. When Srimati Radharani enters the forest of Vrindavan, the flowers remind her of Krishna's tilak. When she sees peacocks strutting about, their feathers remind her of the peacock feathers adorning Krishna's head. So as you hear this, please try to see if some images can come of Krishna, peacock feather. When she sees a black tamal tree, which is giving shelter to a peacock who sits there on its branch, she again remembers Krishna, who's also black, and there is also peacock feathers. Radharani says, my heart is overflowing with ecstatic delight upon beholding the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan. And Radharani proceeds to Radhakund, and suddenly something happens in the forest. The first thing is the beautiful smells. Actually, it's Murari's enticing bodily fragrance, which smells like the scent of a blue lotus mixed with musk. At that time, Radha says, oh, brother wind, you must have performed great austerities at some holy place of pilgrimage. As a result, you are now happily touching the feet of my Lord Gokulachanda. You touch this feet continually with your entire body. As Radha continues to be in that forest, all of a sudden the forest lights up with a light. It becomes bright, brilliant, very soothing light. And out of that light steps the moon of Gokula, Sri Krishna. In your mind's eye now, go again to the forest, see the forest, and see your favorite image of Krishna. Perhaps from our Krishna Balaram and Mandir. Krishna's beautiful toes. And as you move up, the yellow dhoti. As you move further up, a sash that covers his hips. Then his navel, such deep navel, further up to his chest, then to his face, wide open lotus eyes, and in that beautiful face there is a most blissful smile. The lips are parting slightly. Krishna is happy to see you. Stay with this image for some time. One should gradually engage one's tongue in joyously singing, and one should engage one's mind in repeated smaranam about the name, the form, the character of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri
Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan,
Jaya Jaya.
Shamasunda, Radha Shamasunda, Radha Shamasunda Sri Radhe. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari
Bol.
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. My dear devotees, summary. This was about the Upadesha Saram, the essence of all instructions. You can find this as verse 8 in the Upadeshamrita. I encourage you to read the purport where Prabhupada introduces the process of Smaranam in very, very clear, very clearly. You might like to read it a few times, this purport. But the verse told us we should live in Vrindavan Tishtan Vraje. That's what if we can't live there physically, my dear devotees? What do we do? Mentally. You just we just tried a little something which I really want to recommend to all of you, to learn to live in your mind in Vrindavan. Get a copy of Vrindavan Mahimamrita. It was early published in our movement. It's available in the known book channels where we can get. There you will find wonderful images of Vrindavan. Each verse is like an image of the forest, and it can help you. It is a very, very interesting read. It's on a very high spiritual level, but it's what the soul wants, no? I read you one verse. If one lives in the earthly land of Vrindavan, touches it, sees it, if one travels to this Vrindavan, if one meditates about it, if one bows down to our respects to it, and then sings or hears about it, etc., etc., then this purifying earthly Vrindavan will carry him to the supreme abode of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Wonderful. So this is a wonderful event. Any contact, because it's not like Jamaica, this place. It is a place you can take with you. Jamaica you also take in your mind with you and show your friends the snapshots you have done on the mobile telephone. If you have not posted them in your Instagram before. Jamaica you can't touch, and it cannot bring you to the spiritual world. You can't remember it and brings you to the spiritual world. It brings you to other memories, no? So this is a land you can take with you, and that continues to act on you if you learn to engage the mind. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, living in Vrindavan through the mind is most useful for remembering Krishna and for, what was it, seva, for service, no? So yes, the next point was one should follow followers of, one should learn about these great devotees. That is in Braj Vilas Stava. You can make yourself familiar with the life of Rupa and Sanatana and the rest of the six Goswamis as they live here, and that will give you an idea how to live your life. Not just an idea, an inspiration. And finally, you should engage your body, and then what else?
Mind,
yes, very important. In joyous kirtan and repeated remembrance of the name, form, character of Krishna. This indeed, idyupadesha saram, iti, this indeed is the essence of all instructions. Yeah, I thank you very much. I will now look at the wristwatch. Oh my God. We meditated. That's why it took a little longer. I think it is crystal clear. If you do have an important question, it will be also there tomorrow, this question. We have prepared two questions for you. They are there on the screen. One moment. Prahlad, can you first blend in question number one, so and that we don't see question number two? Good. What have you understood? Yeah, I should explain like this. Today in the afternoon comes your Manananam and Nididhyasan session, or in simple English, your reflecting and assimilation of what you learn in this retreat and in the retreat of, in this session and in the upcoming session by Burijan. So, if you could please make a note in your notebook about the first question. Review your notes, think what have you understood about mental residence in Vrindavan. We will leave these two questions on. Perhaps you should listen now. And then we have a second question for you. And how could you practice this when you are outside of Braj? How could you practice mental residence in Braj? The famous Swiss psychologist said, your life is not about what you say you will do, your life is about what you actually do. So we want you all to enjoy the mental residence in Vrindavan. And you will see at times when you practice this, some short spurtis, the sudden appearances in the mind, just like you have worldly appearances. You may suddenly think of an especially tasty item, or let me zoom into the mind of my audience. Yeah, a certain painful experience may sometimes pop up in your mind. That's a sudden appearance, no? Or one of our guests might think about a $1 billion contract with the American talent vision company, you know, so these come ping. But as you make yourself familiar and practice, remembering Vrindavan, they come, and suddenly you will see how in that memory, in this mental field which you create by practice, Krishna appears suddenly and disappears. He may appear first as an image of a picture you have seen, but then it starts to move. What is this? You will actually enter the world of Krishna yourself. But please don't be a typical retreat goer. Yes, I write this down, I have it in my notebook, and I never do it. We don't act spiritually, Maharaj. We just do our minimum 16 rounds, somehow or other. We actually don't make them every day. We are very honest with you. And then our main practice is we were very engaged in life and so busy. Yes, busy in the right direction. Yes, is it the right direction? And so this question needs to be asked. So here are two things to ponder about when you sit in the valley. And I am over time now. I want to close here and thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Of the forest of Vrindavan. Siamandali is thinking, what a miracle? What could that be? It is a miracle. In the months of Seiko Krishna, Shravan, that is when it's hot, no? What? August, yes. Krishna sits with his cowherd boys in Vrindavan. They have bhojan, they eat prasadam. And all of a sudden, they see the beautiful gopis with clay pots full of yogurt walking by. It's still quite hot. And Krishna says, wouldn't you like to take a sip of yogurt? This time he doesn't steal yogurt. And the gopi says, yes, but we have no cups. We have no cups, you know, to drink the yogurt. We have no cups to drink the yogurt. Then Krishna says to the forest of Vrindavan, you have heard, cups are missing, so why not make leaf cups? And these, then the forest, somehow the this is what I heard it earlier, the leaves of the kadamba tree form cups. And we were there, a few devotees in this place, it's called Siamdak, and the priest says, would you have a leaf cup? Would you like to have a leaf cup? And I kept this from last summer. It's a little ruffled here, but it's still very clearly visible, a leaf cup, only this has been broken off, like this, where you can very conveniently have your fresh yogurt and be refreshed. It's a miracle. It happens in that time and so on, and then it goes. But he broke this off. So what we will do, we will post Gaurahari, the miracle man. He will be next to the exit, and you can take this, and they can look at it. But please, it's extremely fragile. It broke off here, but you can really. Vrindavan lives. It's not just talk what we hear here. You can see it with the eyes. Ooh. So I say goodbye to you, Gaurahari. Maybe you should even go to the Alta Gaurahari, or just there where they can all see. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna.